USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're still looking into the cause of a tragic house fire that broke out in Erie, Pennsylvania early Sunday morning. The home being used is a round-the-clock daycare center. Five little children were killed, ranging in age from 8 months to 7 years. A friend of one of the victims, John Barkarski, says when he heard the news, he gave his own children a kiss.
When I seen this on the news in the morning, first thing I did, they were still sleeping yet, and I still picked them up and grabbed them, hugged them, and gave them a kiss.
Prosecutors say they're considering seeking the death penalty against an escaped Tennessee prisoner accused of murdering a prison administrator last week. Curtis Watson was recaptured yesterday morning in Henning after he was on the run for 5 days, accused of killing Tennessee Department of Corrections official Deborah Johnson. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.